It's Monday, August 5th, 2019. Thanks for tuning into this very special, most unusual, big news edition of The Sounds in My Head. See, I'm making some major life changes, and for this episode, I figured I'd tell you about them, and also play some songs that help paint a picture. But what makes this episode so odd is that ultimately, this one's kind of more about me and less about the music, but I'm playing full songs, and they're all fantastic, so don't worry. I'm not phoning in the music part. It's just, it's going to kind of lean heavy on the Daniel part, so bear with me. First off, longtime listeners of the show may know that my girlfriend Kelly and I have been together for even longer than I've been doing this show, which is saying something, because I've been doing this show for a really long time. But like, I suppose, all good things, that too has come to an end. So yeah, she and I are splitting up. Holy shit! Now, okay, maybe it's a bigger deal to me than you, I don't know. But at any rate, you may recall from a previous All Talking episode where I told the story of our meeting. Among the things that you'll learn in that episode is that Kelly and I met at a They Might Be Giants documentary concert taping on August 5th, 2001. We moved to New York City together a year later to the day that we met on August 5th, 2002. So here it is, August 5th, and we're splitting up. Now, if that's not some kind of poetic coincidence, I don't know what is. But anyway, the initial thing that brought us together was They Might Be Giants. We met in line at a They Might Be Giants concert taping at a venue about a 15-minute walk from where we've lived for the last dozen or so years. So let's pour one out. I'm going to start things off this episode with one of my favorite They Might Be Giants songs, and one that I've always thought of as a breakup song. It's kind of hard to tease out explicit meanings from They Might Be Giants lyrics, but I've always thought of it as a breakup song. So here we go. Without further ado, one of my favorites of all time. It's I've Got a Match from Lincoln.
Off that stupid looking hat you wear. I'm gonna die if you touch me one more time. Well, I guess that I'm gonna die no matter what. Sensitive and good. You think that I want to be understood. I've got a match, your embrace and my collapse. Beat up the cat if you need someone else on the mat. I put a rock in the coffee in your coffee mug.
So, while Kelly and I are parting ways, I feel like it's worth noting that we're doing it the Gwyneth Paltrow, Chris Martin way as much as possible. That is, we are consciously uncoupling. It's not some sort of like acrimonious, angry thing. We're still best friends, and even if it's over, I don't regret a minute of our time together or anything else. It's all been great. So, I think I know what Tom Rush was thinking when he wrote this next song. It's performed here by another one of my favorite bands, Luna. This is No Regrets performed by Luna from their The Lunified album. As much as I love, love New York City, and I do, I've also, nevertheless, always wanted to live abroad, and never more acutely than since, I don't know, let's just pick a random date, let's say November 9th, 2016. Like, since then, I've just really wanted to live abroad. So, if this awesome loft where I've lived for a long time is no longer going to be viable, rather than, like, downsizing to someplace worse and, like, a worse part of town and surely end up paying more for it, all to just end up feeling like I'm living in, like, a worse, broken New York City, I decided that it was the ideal time to finally take the plunge. So frequent listeners to the show will surely be aware of my fondness for Scandinavia, so it's only reasonable that I started considering a move to Sweden, which is the next song by Finnmark.
How I will grow. I see streets slipping. is in this dip?
Oh, that's a Swedish gubbröra.
Gubbröra.
Eggs and anchovies. If you don't like it, we have other.
Don't like it? I love it. I want the recipe. You're an amazing cook.
Oh, thank you.
Vad är det nu? Jag får bara lite kropp när folk är så oärliga.
Vad menar du, mamma?
Att hon är så positiv. Ingen är så lycklig.
Ja, men jag tycker att det är ganska trevligt med lite positiv energi ibland.
I love listening to you guys speak Swedish. It just sounds amazing. And then you go like, it's a beautiful language.
That was A Quiet Night in Stockholm, which is something I anticipate having a lot of, because Stockholm is where I'm moving. That song was also by Finnmark, who I've always felt a deep connection with, like I'm really in sync with Finnmark. Like, their band description is a Leeds-based pop band focusing their attention on the things most important to them, Scandinavian cinema, the islands of the Swedish archipelago, and cycling everywhere they go. I just feel like that's me. I don't know about Swedish cinema, but the other stuff. Maybe I'll get into Swedish cinema. Who knows? Anyway, once I landed a job and got everything lined up for the move, it was time to say goodbye. Which reminded me of this old gem by Elephant Parade. It's goodbye.
If you think this isn't drag, then don't let me stop you. If you think it's time to change, well then I hope that change mocks you. I won't get in your way. We've got nothing left to say.
I love you.
leaving New York just there by REM. Sounds like it was hard for them. And I get it, because it's sure as shit hard for me. That's true. I love this place, like, so much. And as much as I hope I love living in Stockholm, among my biggest fears is how I'll manage living in a place that isn't New York City. It's like nothing about Stockholm, it's just that it isn't New York City. I feel like that's definitely going to be the hardest part for me. But even so, it's just time for me to run away. That's all there is to it. And that's this next song. It's a new one. It's by Doug Hoyer. It's really good. Run Away.
I'm just going to come out and say it. Okay, I didn't want to do this over the phone. It's kind of important.
Okay. Great, great, great. Shoot.
I'm moving to Sweden, so.
What? No way.
It's just like, I know, it's a big move. It's like, I don't know. Sometimes I sit here thinking, am I doing the right thing? You know, it's like, it's such a gigantic step in life. And what do you think? Am I doing the right thing, or?
Sometimes I get the feeling that I won't be on this planet for very long. I really like it here. I'm quite attached to it. I hope I'm wrong. All I really
And I met you just in time, 'cause there was nothing left. I sat here on my suitcase in our empty new apartment till the sun went down. And I walked back down the stairs with all my bags and drove away. He must be freaking out. I feel. Don't change your plans for me. I won't move to LA. That's where I'm gonna stay.
That was an old favorite of mine, Don't Change Your Plans by Ben Folds 5. It seemed like a good fit for this episode, but it's maybe like more from the perspective of Kelly and the cats who aren't moving, right? They're not changing their plans. They'll be staying in the loft in Williamsburg. Me though, I'm gonna miss those leaves back east, 'cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, which is the next song. Here's the original by John Denver.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. You down so many times. I played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go.
I
So now I've made the move, at least the first stage of it. I'm on the ground, I'm in my new city, and I'm alone. Which was that last song by Lacera, I'm Alone. That's the bad news. The good news is that, as I've long said, Sweden is kind of like a utopian future. So even if I don't speak the language, and I'm definitely like lonely AF, at least I'm in utopia, right? That's what I keep telling them. At least I'm in utopia. And that's this next song. It's an old favorite of mine, Utopia by Combustible Edison.
People have been coming here to try to learn the secrets of this country's multiple success stories. In openness and transparency, innovation and new technologies, in healthcare, welfare, and gender equality. To understand the origin of Sweden's image as a beacon for progressives and liberals, you have to go back to the middle of the 20th century. Politics was dominated by the Social Democrats, a party with its roots in the labour movement that, through a bold hybrid of socialism and liberalism, appeared to achieve startling results.
These are the richest people in the world.
They have the highest standard of living in a super welfare state which has abolished poverty and eliminated strikes, where everything and everyone works. The only country in the world where seven-year-olds attend lessons on sex.
Remember.
Remember forever.
After Moon Safari, that was Air with Remember. Me? I have the worst memory in the world, so I try to document all the things I do and stuff with photos, or by like making podcasts about major life events. That way I can just go back and look at things or listen, you know, later and try and remember. My post-iPhone days of New York City, I think, are fairly well documented, so I'm hoping I can remember stuff from, you know, life there. Okay, so admittedly, there's like a lot of sadness going on here. You know, I don't want to gloss over how much of this is just all like a big downer, obviously. But I'm really trying hard to find the silver linings, like where they exist, and to focus on them. So it's like the new, the exciting, the opportunities and possibilities, the new beginnings. And also, I just don't want to go out on a bummer. You know, I feel like the episode's been kind of some bummer songs. So instead, let's pivot, and I just want to say, the Muppets have always made me happy, like my entire life. I love the Muppets, I always have. I guess I never grew up or something, but I love them. And I feel like there's also ample justification here, like looking at my own life or whatever, and seeing it as simply like a new chapter with lots of room for adventure and joy and new stuff. So, to that end, if I'm moving right along, I feel like there's nobody better to tell that story than the Muppets. So here we go, moving right along from the Muppet movie, finishing up this extra weird, extra personal, big news, most unusual edition of The Sounds of My Head.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news, with good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah!
Together we'll
wheel, hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun. Come share it with me.
Moving right along.
We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Hey, the song is sounding better, Fozzie.
Moving right along, we found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way.
So trust my navigation.
California, here we come, come high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
Though sadly, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it. I'm moving right along.
Hey, LA, where have you gone?
Send someone to fetch us. We're in Saskatchewan. I'm moving right along.
You take it. You know best.
Hey, I've never seen the sun come up in the west. See signs of men.
Yeah, welcome on the same boat that says come back again.
Moving right along. Nice town.
Footloose and fancy free.
You're ready for the big time.
Is it ready for me?
And one last thing. You may be wondering, wait, is he going to stop doing the show? Let me just reassure you, no. I'm going to keep doing the show, just from Stockholm. That said, it may take me a minute to get everything all set up, so I'm not really sure how long it's going to take me to do that. So just to be safe, I'd say don't expect any new episodes like in August, maybe even early September. Hopefully by mid to late September, I'll have things set up enough to where I can record audio again and stuff. Also, I want to say, if anybody lives in Stockholm, if I've got any listeners, and so I don't know, I there's probably some way to tell through analytics that I don't look at, but I don't know if I know anybody in Sweden is what I'm saying. Then reach out. Let's be friends, because I don't know anyone and I am lonely AF. So let's be friends. Get to know me. I'm a pretty nice person. Reach out. I want to hear from you. Or if you know anybody, even if listeners know people in Stockholm that are cool, that don't listen to my show, but would be good people to be friends with. Hey, I'm looking for friends. So hook a guy up. And until I get everything going again, have a good one and peace out.